Mayor Andrew Halverson, first of all, a lot of extended time in closed session, a quick open session with a quick vote. In a nutshell, where are you on the issue of joint dispatch?
We have a final agreement relating to joint dispatch that the Common Council has agreed to forward to the Police and Fire Commission for their consideration and action. We do not feel from the city's Common Council perspective that any further negotiations at this time relating to the final agreement are required. So proper protocol for us will be to forward that agreement to the Police and Fire Commission for their action at their regularly scheduled meeting for this month. And then the anticipated process would be that the agreement would then flow to the Common Council for their approval at their regularly scheduled meeting for later in May. So in essence, we do have an agreement between, at least from the city's perspective, in reference to the agreement on how it would proceed, the dates for transition, overall costs associated therein. So the framework ultimately of an agreement has been crafted, and it's really a historic day, honestly, for the city in terms of moving forward on something intergovernmentally that's a tremendous partnership. We certainly hope that the county concurs, although given the unanimous vote to move forward on certainly having the county board chair sign the letter of intent, I think we have a great move where, honestly, the leverage that we're going to be able to provide in terms of added staff for city protective services needs as well as county needs will come together in a great situation here. So we're very happy about this day. We think it's very historic, and ultimately it does nothing but put public safety as a priority over politics, and I think it's a great day for everyone.
Is the agreement that everyone forwarded today the same language as what the county forwarded to you?
It is. We made no more changes based on what we felt we needed to negotiate here. So the final draft that we had received from the county based on changes that were suggested based on past negotiated formulations this morning were in the new agreement that was placed before the council this evening. They accepted those, and we felt there was no need for us to go back to the county with any other elements. So in essence, the agreement we feel stands as a final draft, and we would be happy to provide a clean copy for the press for your review.
Now, off to the Police and Fire Commission, then back to the City Council, and then to the County Board for their approval, and then it's done, right?
That is correct. The process, of course, the county can speak to their procedural moves. We expect a large joint meeting potentially of probably as many as four committees that would have to act on this agreement prior to the full county board being able to act on the agreement. Now, whether the county ultimately agrees to the accelerated timeline and creating a joint meeting of several of those committees obviously will be up to the chairpersons of those respective committees and the county board chair. But the earliest, I think, certainly could be May. Potentially the latest would be June.
For implementation or agreement?
For agreement of the document. The document itself calls for an August 4th transition and consolidation into a Portage County Communication Center.
Anything you want to add?
I think that covers it.